On the table here, you'll see some examples of early primates. Primates evolved about 65 million years ago, and they belong to a suborder called the prosimians. There are some prosimians alive today, but the earliest primates were only prosimians, and we do not find any monkeys or apes among them. These early prosimians of about 65 million years ago had a very successful adaptive radiation across North America, Europe, and parts of Africa and parts of Asia. Their tree-dwelling forms and their diet was primarily insects, hence they are called insectivorous, although they also ate the fruits and leaves of trees in their arboreal environment. Out of this group of the earliest primates of the prosimians, we find ancestors of the first apes. One of these is found in North Africa. It is a fossil given the genus name Egyptopithecus. Egyptopithecus has more of characteristics of later apes than if any of the prosimians. It also was an arboreal form, but larger in size and with a cranial capacity somewhat larger than we would expect for an animal of its total size. By 38 million years ago, with the descendants of Egyptopithecus and many other genera that were contemporary with this primate, we find the beginnings of the true apes. By true apes, we mean those that were definitely ancestral to the apes that we recognize today, although we can't draw any straight line between any of these fossils and a living chimpanzee or a living gorilla. These Miocene apes belong to different genera, and a very important one is called Proconsul. But we find them also in Africa, in other parts of the subcontinent, and in Asia and in Europe, and they have been collectively called the Dryopithecines. Proconsul is one genus of the Dryopithecine Miocene apes. Now, what is distinguished among these Miocene apes is the absence of a tail. And this is one of the differences between monkeys and apes. And when you go to the zoo next time, if you see a primate with a tail, you know it has to be a monkey or a prosimian, and certainly not an ape. And as you're aware, we humans do not have tails. The development of the larger cranial capacities of these Miocene apes may have been a factor in their success in covering new areas across the savanna and also living in forests, wetland areas, and even dry, arid areas. Proconsul and his kin are represented by a very full fossil record, not just a handful of specimens, but a number belonging to different species. Now, when we enter the next epoch of the Pliocene, something interesting happens, because here, at about 4.4 million years ago, we find the earliest evidence of any fossil that could be a member of the human family, that is, the hominidae, or could be a hominid. 17 or so individuals have been found with this early fossil. Its name has been designated Ardipithecus, and Ardipithecus is found in East Africa and perhaps had a wider distribution. Its importance is its antiquity. With the example of Ardipithecus, we are dealing now with the first good fossil evidence of the earliest members of our human family, the hominidae or the hominids. Monkeys and apes both evolved at about the same time in the Oligocene. Some of these early monkeys arrived in the New World and settled in South America, and until recent times have been found as far north as Mexico. But the Old World apes, while related to them, have undergone their own adaptive radiations. But monkeys did not descend from apes or apes from monkeys. Rather, there was a common ancestor in the Oligocene for monkeys and apes. And then out of that ape group of the Oligocene emerge the Miocene proconsul forms, and by 4.4 million years ago, the earliest example of our own human family, Ardipithecus.